Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Got a question for you this morning. Are you a discourager of others? Does Satan use you to try to help people to feel down about themselves, to feel like failures? Well, you know yourself, and you know what you're like in your life relationships. I just got to ask you that. Are you a discourager of others? And if you are, I want you to wake up this morning to this and realize what I'm going to teach you this morning from the life of Job. My son Joe was preaching the other day about Job, and in preaching, he read this verse, Job 2:2, and the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. And in it, Job said, in the context of that, he said to Satan, you can take anything but his life. And you know, if you know the story, you know he took his daughters, his sons, he took all of his family, he took all his possessions, all that, but he left his wife there. And it sort of made me wonder, did he leave his wife there because Satan knew her, knew that she would be a discourager of him? Because, you know, just a few verses down after that, Job 2:9-10, then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. So he said here, you know, I'm not going to get upset with God because of this. And we got to realize that when things are going wrong shows our true character, ladies. Now, I'm being honest. I really believe that if I'd have been Job's wife, I'd have done the same thing. I would have just said, give up. You know, God's departed from you for some reason. Just give up. I probably would have done the same thing because I cannot stand seeing my husband suffer. And all of you out there, when you love somebody as much as Mrs. Job loved Job, she didn't want to see him suffer like that. All that great loss, because it's hard on men when their motives are to provide. And so when everything was gone, she just thought, well, just curse God and die. But we got to realize that we've got to be supernatural when it comes to things going wrong, when it comes to being discouraged, because we got to see God in all that he does. And we got to realize that God is faithful. And I guess it's our spiritual life that shows whether we can take it when things go wrong. I was talking to somebody, a pastor's wife, and they were talking about how they've needed an assistant pastor for a couple of years. And she said, we want to really make sure and get the right one because, boy, there's nothing like getting the wrong one in there and then they have a bad spirit. And she said, you know, a lot of times it's the wife, if she doesn't have a spirit of, I'm going to make it no matter what's going on, or I can do this, or I'm happy that we're serving God, she said, she makes her husband pretty miserable. And in turn, that makes their lives all miserable. Well, that's a poor testimony of wives, and I don't want you to feel like she was putting people down. But in my own life, I've thought that. We've got to have women that are behind the ministry. We got to have women that say, hey, whatever God does, we're going to trust him in that. And look, just let your character be shown by how you react when things go wrong. Poor Mrs. Job. We've been talking about her for years now, ever since this happened. And, you know, I'm sure when we get to heaven and get to meet her, we'll find out she was a fine lady, just a normal human being, just like the rest of us ladies. But Satan did use her in a big way to try to discourage Job. Hey, ladies, today, don't you let Satan use you to discourage anybody. Be a builder of people and not a discourager of people. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.